This recording has one purpose, and that purpose is for you to relax, to let go of any stress and worries, so you can find your creativity and strength. It's going to last about 20 minutes, where you can reset your brain into a new place of peace. Please never listen to this when you're driving. I would like you to take a deep breath, and with every breath you take, with every word I say, you're going to go deeper and deeper into the fantasy with me of visiting my screen house in this most perfect place in my kingdom of trees, and relax. I'd like you to invite you to start by visiting the cauldron of hope and dreams. There's a fire in this big black cauldron, and as you stare into the fire, you imagine writing down everything you're worried about. No worry is too big or too small to write down. And then throw it into the fire and let it burn away. The minute you do, you feel your shoulders relax. It feels that your shoulders were as high as your ears. And now you feel those muscles let go of the stress and worry. And you take a deep breath and you look around at this metal cauldron, the fire, the water of the lake, and the slight wind that whispers its secrets to you. And we walk over to the 12 stairs, and each step is painted a different color with a black word. And as we walk slowly, so you can feel the words move up through your body, relaxing every muscle, every nerve, every cell, starting to relax as you breathe a nice deep breath of clean, fresh air. The first step is painted a dark red, and the word you see is safe, because you are safe in this place. It seems as if it is different than any place you've ever been. It feels like all the trees, the pines, the oaks, the willows, the birch, elm and the maple are all guarding you, keeping this little secret kingdom separate from what you know, and you feel safe. The next red step says courage, and you feel the strength of the earth and the rocks rush up through your nervous system, all the way up your spine, every vertebrae moving into perfect alignment. You are strong and filled with courage for your life, for this adventure that you're living, your journey. The circle of confidence is growing, vibrating through all of you when you step onto the step that says confidence. And then you feel yourself step on to the last red step, and you feel love moving through your body, touching every cell. You feel such an amazing love for your body that is constantly doing amazing things for you. And then that love moves out from you to family, friends, animals, and plants. You feel the love moving through you and out into the world, as if this love is slipping and sliding and dripping and dropping right off of you, right from your heart, and then back into you. And you suddenly realize love isn't something you do. Love is who you are. You are love. You step into the first orange step and you feel change. Because change is something that's happening all the time. But you are becoming who you know you are deep inside, who you already are. You're letting go of all the shoulds and all the expectations because they're just emotional clutter. You feel free to be you, the real you, this amazing being, and you let more of the stress go. You're perfect just the way you are. There's another orange step, and that says creative. And you are creative. You are creating your life all the time. We all are. We're always creating who we are and what we're doing. And right now, you choose to create truth and beauty and happiness. You'll think about dreams and imagine your life and your relationships as a wonderful adventure of beauty. You step into the yellow step and you feel lighter and lighter, almost as if you're floating up these steps. It reminds you of sunlight and smells like lemons, clean and fresh. You feel light and free. You let go of any worries and cares. You let go of any fears and anxiety. Life is good. You are resilient. You are free. The next two steps are green, the color of the leaves and the grass. And you feel yourself healing. You're healing from any illness, but you're also healing from anything emotional. You're healing from any fears and anxieties. Every cell in your body is listening to the sound of the breeze as it whispers through the trees, reminding you who you are, really are, a child of this earth, a child of the universe, a child of God. Now is the time you've been waiting for. Now is the time that you realize that there is so much to who you are. As soon as your mind can believe the truth, you'll start to see the healing. You'll start to feel yourself becoming who you're meant to be. Your legacy, this miracle, a miracle of you. You are a miracle, you know. Your heart beats without you thinking about it. Your lungs breathe for you, and your kidneys and liver detoxify. All your body works to keep you alive. Now you pledge to help your body as you feel the love and gratitude flow through you. Then the step is blue, and it makes you want to sing about your amazing life, with all its twists and turns, the easy and the challenge. You see the truth and the beauty of your life. You feel the gratitude as now you simply see all the emotional clutter of any negative belief that holds you back from your personal power. You step onto the purple step, and suddenly you see your life as a journey. Everything that has ever happened, everything, the things that you thought were good and the things that you thought were bad, all have weaved themselves into this beautiful quilt. You are wonder. You are beauty. And you see the road you've been traveling, and it feels magical. Everything together, magical. And it all starts to make sense. Now, the steps are white and you read, you are a child of the universe. The next and last step says you are the beloved child of God. I open the door to my special space with all the dream catchers filling the ceilings. allowing only good dreams and feelings to enter. I motion for you to sit on one of the porch swings, and I sit on the other. You feel so light as the breeze gently rocks you, and you feel accepted and loved here among the trees. As you look out at the water, you feel your body sink into the swing. It's a very special swing, as it pulls all out all that you no longer need. Let any shame, blame, or guilt float away on the breeze. As you feel your confidence expand, if you watch, you may see, imagine, or think about the geese that bring their babies up to the yard as if they're showing them off. Sometimes, as I sit here, I hear a splash, and it's the otters playing as they catch fish. You watch them, and you decide to make your life more fun. You decide to choose joy. You will flow. You will flow like the water, with teeny waves moving in and out along the shore. You will flow into that zone of peace and love and joy. As you sit in that swing, you relax, and your toes relax, and the balls of your feet and your arches, your heels and your ankles, the calves of your legs and your knees, your thighs and your hips will relax. The small of your back and your stomach muscles, your upper back and your chest. The muscles in your shoulders, your arms, your legs, your hands, your feet, your neck. Those little muscles on the back of your head. It gets tight. Your jaw. All the way up to even your brain relaxing. And pretty soon you can't imagine, you don't remember, you can't believe. Is your left earlobe or your right little toe more relaxed? What is it that you really desire? What is it that you really want? All of a sudden, new creative ideas come to you. And you see the big cranes come to the bird feeder. And you think about life. Life is long and full as we walk the red road. As we walk as a person of integrity and honor. As you find your purpose for being here, you feel peace. As you think of the people that you have looked up to and the people that look up to you, you find that life has meaning. And really, all we have to do is decide what is the next right step. We don't have to have it all figured out. We just need the next best step. We just need to find where we're going and stay on that road pointed towards honor and integrity, pointed towards love and happiness, the joy that's deep inside of you. And those cranes remind you that you are going to have a long life, and there's much good that you're going to still be able to do. Often, as we sit here and watch, we see my three-legged deer come with the fawns. And we understand that life has difficulties, but there is wisdom in the quiet. And you have the ability to be mindful and loving and to create the life of your dream. As you sink into the cushion, you feel the peace of the earth and the trees, the water and the wind. You let all the stress go. You feel relaxed and loved. You think of the people that have loved you and the people you have loved. And you dream an amazing life. Until you start relaxing and creating, you never know what you can imagine. And imagination is the grandest trait that we have as humans. Because we can imagine all that is good and right. And then we can do what is good and is right. What makes us strong. And we realize that we are safe. We are loved. We are confident and we have courage. We realize that life is change. Life is change. But we are changing to let go of the emotional clutter because inside we are exactly who we're meant to be. These individuals that have been sent here with a purpose. And that purpose becomes clearer and clearer. And we realize there's nothing and there's nobody. There's no feeling or sensation. There's nothing from the past, the present, or ever to come in the future that can keep us from knowing the truth. That we are strong and we are loving. That we are healing and that we are free. We know that we have courage and we have strength. We know that we can sing the song of our life and we can make that life amazing because all that has happened to us has become the quilt of who we are. And we are the child of this universe, the child of the earth, the child of the divine God. And we're at peace. Now, as long as you wish, as long as you started, every time you think about the cauldron, of hope and dreams, when you think of swinging gently in this place of dream catchers, you're going to relax. You're going to relax and find joy deep inside because that's who you are. You are love, you are peace, and you are joy. I've enjoyed being with you. Come again and visit me.